Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Stuck indoors during this movement control order? Netflix should be your best friend. If Netflix is in your speed dial, you should notice that they dropped their latest show, a French heist series called Lupin, on the 8th of January. The five-part series revolves around a professional thief named Hassan Diop, played by Omar Sy, Jurassic World, The Untouchables, who plans a heist of the Queen's diamonds. However, beyond the interesting premise of the show itself, Twitter user Ken at Ruffleseed showed netizens the interesting connection between the show and Malaysia. RPM6 made Malaysia so famous in France that we became a cliché corrupt middlemen country in French TV series. At Netflix at Lupin Netflix. But the fella is now a guest speaker in our prestigious national university, inspiring our youth. pic.twitter.com/rxc921gw3s. Ken, at Ruffleseed, January 14, 2021. RPM6 made Malaysia so famous in France that we became a cliché corrupt middlemen country in French TV series. In Chapter 4 of the series, Hassan will be conversing with a journalist who will bring up an attack in Kuala Lumpur in 1996. While the terrorist attack itself is fictionalized, according to Ken, Malaysia being depicted as the corrupt middleman is due to former prime ministers, Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak's scorpion scandal. The fictionalized incident was a terrorist attack with 11 dead, 8 being French citizens. The journalist would then reveal that the attack was an act of revenge between the swindled Malaysian arms traffickers, which then blew up the French embassy. While the terrorist attack itself is fictionalized, Malaysia being depicted as the corrupt middleman is due to former prime ministers, Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak's scorpion scandal. Scorpion scandal is during Najib's reign as defense minister from 1991 to 1995, and he signed a $1.2 billion $484,380,000 to purchase two Scorpion-class submarines. France 24 reported that a French submarine maker then called DCNS, now known as Naval Group, allegedly paid more than €114 million, $540,891,000, in kickbacks to a shell company linked to Abdul Razak Baginda, a close Najib associate who brokered the deal. A French investigation that has been going on since 2010 has already led to four French executives involved in the deal being charged, as well as an open criminal case against Razak Baginda. Do you think it was relevant to mention Malaysia's name in the series? Let us know what you think. Also read, when will Mashiya be like this? Mashiyan's question after S-Korean ex-president jailed for 20 years over corruption. Source, The Straits Times. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.